Hi, this is Chris, coming to you from Greenway's department store in the Odyssey Mall. You know, there are two great things about shopping at a store in Odyssey. One is the bargains that you get here, and the other is the fact that they play really great music over the speakers. See what I mean?
Oh, hi there. I was just working on one of my inventions here. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit, and this is Odyssey. Hey, let's see if this thing works. Hold it! Okay, so it needs a little more work. But that's the exciting part, because you never know what you'll discover along the way. Oh, don't take my word for it, though. You can find out for yourself when you come along on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
Chris here again. You know, shopping at Greenway's department store is one of my favorite things to do. And that's especially true today because I'm going to buy a present for two of the most special people in the world. My parents. Excuse me?
Yes?
I'm looking for something for my parents.
Oh. Well, parents' gifts are on aisle 23, right next to notions, potions, and lotions.
Thanks.
Don't mention it.
You know, sometimes it's hard to get a gift for your parents, especially when you don't have very much money. But on today's Adventure in Odyssey, we're going to learn about a very special gift that we all can give to our moms and dads, and it doesn't cost a thing. Well, here we are, aisle 23, parents' gifts. Boy, I'm glad there's not very many people here.
Attention shoppers! Greenways has a blue light special going on right now at aisle 23, Parents Gifts. It's our biggest sale of the day, folks!
23? Aisle 23? Parents Gifts? Oh no! Wait, hey! I was gonna get that! We'll be right back with today's Adventure in Odyssey right after this! Although Odyssey Academy looks real quiet right now, I don't think that's going to last very long. See, today's the last day of school, and it's almost 3 o'clock. That's when school lets out. The kids are probably counting down the seconds right now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1!
Phew, I'm so glad 6th grade is over.
You and me both. No more homework or listening to boring teachers.
Yeah, now we can get down to the important things, like my graduation party at Wits End tomorrow night.
Yeah, I can't wait. How's everything coming?
Great, it's gonna be the best party.
Oh, that reminds me. I have to go to the store to pick out some decorations and then go over and arrange some things with Mr. Whittaker. Wanna come?
Yeah. Your mom and dad must be pretty cool to let you plan something this big all by yourself. You know, I don't think I've ever met your parents. You'll have to introduce me to them at the party.
Oh, they won't be there.
But it's your graduation party. I mean, next year, junior high.
Well, they have to go out of town that night.
Oh, that's too bad. He must be really disappointed.
Yeah, disappointed.
Can't you do anything right?
I'm sorry, Mr. Heath, but I...
What's that?
You sure are sorry.
It sounds like an argument. Come on, Kelly, let's go.
No, wait. They can't see us. Let's listen for a couple
of doing back there? When I put you in charge of that department, I thought you knew what you were doing. How could you do anything so stupid?
But, Mr. Heath, I did... Get back to work. Yes, sir.
Wow. He really got yelled at, huh?
Yeah.
Poor guy. He should have defended himself a little more. I feel sorry for him.
I don't. He probably got just what he deserved. Come on, let's go.
So he said to Elijah, "Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord, and
behold, the Lord was passing by. And a great wind tore the mountains and broke in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a sound of gentle blowing.
Psst.
Huh?
Psst.
What was that?
Yoo-hoo! Mr. Whittaker, it's me, Eula Fremont. I came in through the back door.
Eula, you scared me half to death. Come on out here.
Oh, no, no. I'm in these old smelly work clothes. I'll drive your customers away.
Nonsense. Come on out here. Well, how are you?
Well, right now I feel about as dry as a grasshopper on a hot griddle and twice as thirsty.
Well, then, sit down here and let me get you a drink. I haven't seen much of you lately. I guess you've been keeping pretty busy, huh?
Nah, not really. If it weren't for my jobs, working at the mission downtown and taking care of Laura Jean, why, I'd be bored silly.
Phew, well, I'm glad you were able to fit me into your schedule.
To tell you the truth, this isn't entirely a social visit. Is my husband here yet?
Homer? No, I haven't seen him. Was he supposed to be here?
Yeah, he said he'd meet me. We just wanted to stop by and see how Laura Jean's coming with her graduation shindig.
You know, I was wondering why you hadn't been in. Sounds like it's going to be a pretty big shindig, and you're usually right in the middle of things like that.
Yeah. Well, I tried to get Laura Jean to let me help her, but she wanted to do it all herself. You know, she's been kind of far off lately, ever since she started up at Odyssey Academy.
I didn't know she was going over there. That's an expensive school.
Oh, it costs a pretty penny, all right. Homer and me both had to take on extra jobs, but that's where Laura Jean wanted to go. We thought it'd be real good for her. She's doing real well there, too. Just wish that...
What?
Well, I just wish she'd spend a little more time with Homer and me, that's all. I don't know if it's a phase or what, but she acts like she can't hardly wait to get out of the house in the morning. She never brings any of her friends home anymore. She just spends all her time over at their houses. That's another reason why I wanted to stop by here today.
Well, listen, why don't I show you what she wants to do with the room?
You sure I'm not putting you out none now?
Oh, not at all.
This is going to be such a blast.
I know, these decorations are great.
Hi, Laura Jean.
What are you doing here?
Your mother came to see how you were handling the party arrangements, Laura.
Your mother? That's your mother?
Yeah. Mother, this is my friend, Kelly.
Well, now, hi, Kelly. How are you?
Just fine, I think. Mother, I told you I could handle this myself.
Well, I know that, honey. I just wanted to see how you were doing, that's all. Are those your fancies? Oh, they're so pretty.
Mother, oh, please.
Eula. Eula Fremont.
Over here, Homer.
Oh, great. Laura, it's the man we saw getting yelled at this afternoon. He knows your mother.
There you are. Well, hi, Laura Jean. Let me come on over there and give my little girl a big hug.
He's your dad? Yeah.
Laura Jean, who's this pretty little thing standing next to you?
This is my friend, Kelly.
Well, hello there, Kelly.
Hi, Mr. Fremont.
What's the matter? Cat got your tongue?
No.
Well, John Avery
Look,
Whittaker.
Kelly, I have some things I need to take care of here. We can decorate tomorrow, okay? Sure.
Fine. You know, I don't know how long it's been since I was here. Looks like you've done a lot with the place.
Mom, Dad, can I talk to both of you over here for a minute, please?
Oh, why, sure, sweetheart.
Excuse us, Whit.
Why are you here?
We came over to see how your shindig's coming along.
It's coming along fine. I told you I didn't need your help.
Now, Laura Jean.
Mom, I'm Laura. Please don't call me Laura Jean.
All right, Laura.
Why do you do this to me?
Do what to you? We've been real busy lately, and your mama and I just wanted to see you.
Well, we're just trying to make sure you're happy, honey.
I'm happy.
Well, you sure don't seem like it.
Laura, you always come to us before when you had a problem.
That's right, sweetheart. Just tell us what it is.
My problem is you guys.
Us?
Us?
Yes, you. You embarrassed me in front of my friends. I mean, we see Dad get yelled at and not even try to defend himself.
You saw that?
Yes, and so did Kelly. And then you both come here after I asked you not to. And embarrass me even more.
Well, we don't mean to embarrass you, sweetheart.
Well, you do. Sometimes you make me wish I'd never been born into this family.
Laura? Laura!
Laura.
We'll find out what happens to Laura and her parents when our adventure in Odyssey continues in just a moment. And now, the conclusion of today's adventure in Odyssey.
Yes, sir. That's right. Yes, we're in the middle of McAllister Park. No, we're not very far away from you at all. Yeah, it's a multicolored building, and there's a big sign on the front that says Whit's End. Oh, I see her coming up the sidewalk now. Okay, I'm glad I got a hold of you. Yeah, see you in a couple of minutes. Bye.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Hello, Laura. That was quite an afternoon we had here yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mr. Whitaker. I shouldn't have run out like I did.
Well, you know, Laura, it's really not me you owe an apology to.
I know. I already told Kelly I was sorry, too. I spent the night over at our house.
Well, Kelly's not the one you need to apologize to, either.
Well, then who? You mean my parents?
As a matter of fact, yes. They were very hurt when they left here yesterday.
They were hurt? What about me?
Why were you hurt?
Because of the way they acted.
Laura, your mom and dad are two of the most lovely people I know. I can't for the life of me figure out why you're so ashamed of them.
I'll tell you why. It's because they're hicks.
Laura, I admit they're not high society, but that's part of their charm.
There's nothing charming about my parents. My mother wears that old worn-out work dress all the time. She has better clothes, but she says she's comfortable in that dress. And then there's my dad. He can't even do his job right. You should have seen how his boss yelled at him yesterday.
I heard about it.
Well, why would he do that if my dad didn't deserve it?
Why don't you ask him? I believe he's standing right behind you.
Huh?
Hello, Mr. Whitaker?
Mr. Heath. Well, it was nice of you to come on your day off.
Well, I had to go downtown anyway. Besides, it's the least I could do after what happened yesterday. I feel just terrible about it. Now, you must be Laura.
Yes, I am.
I want to start off by telling you that I'm very sorry you saw what you did yesterday, Laura. No child should ever have to see their daddy go through something like that.
Well, he probably deserved it.
No, that's just the point. He didn't.
Then why did you yell at him? Why did you treat him the way you did?
And it was all a mistake. I was blaming him for something he really wasn't responsible for. Unfortunately, that was right about the time you happened by.
You mean my dad really didn't do anything wrong?
No. And when I found that out, I apologized to him right away. You see, I'm not real popular with my own boss right now. If your dad had complained, well, I'd be gone. But you know what he did?
What?
He said forget it. He said he understood how much pressure I must have been under. There's not a lot of guys who would do that, you know. Most of them would have gone straight to the boss. But not your dad. Well, listen, I got to get going. Thank your dad again for me, Laura. Tell him I'll see him on Monday, right?
Okay.
Well?
Okay. So I was wrong about what happened yesterday. I never said my mom and dad weren't good people, Mr. Whitaker. But when everybody else's parents are respected and mine are just laughed at...
You think your parents are laughed at? Well, I guess you need a little more convincing. Come with me.
But I have to wait for Kelly. We're going to decorate for the party tonight.
Laura, what you did was not only disrespectful, but very hurtful, too. So before you have this little party of yours, I think you need to see a few things. You know what this place is?
It looks kind of familiar.
It also looks awfully dirty.
It's a mission house. Poor people come here to get food and maybe a place to stay for the night. Come on inside. I want to show you something. It's been a while, but if I remember right, it should be just inside the door. Ah, here we are.
It's a plaque.
Notice whose names are at the top.
Homer and Eula Fremont?
They helped start this mission. You know something else? Your mother comes here every afternoon to dish out food for these people. She wears that old dress because she believes if she wore a nicer one, she'd hurt their feelings. She's kind of sensitive that way.
Whit, is that you?
Why, Owen.
How are you?
Owen Barker. How are you?
Doing well. I saw you from behind the counter over there. It's been a long time.
Ooh, it sure has. Say, you'll never guess who I have with me here.
Who is it?
This is Laura Fremont.
No, you're kidding.
No.
Little Laura Jean Fremont? Well, your mom and dad used to bring you in here when you were just a baby.
They did?
Oh, yeah. Well, that was back when I was out on the street. No place to live. You were so cute. You used to make us all so happy, and now look at you, all grown up.
Well, what have you been doing with yourself?
Oh, I've been keeping busy. I work here now at the Job Placement Center. Listen, Laura, that was a great idea your mom and dad had, putting the placement center here. You know, a lot of these people never knew they could get work. Now, thanks to Homer and Eula, they'll be able to start new lives.
Owen, could you come here for a minute, please?
Be right there. Well, I got to get back behind the counter. Listen, it was great seeing you both again. Don't be strangers. We could use your help around here. Bye now.
Bye.
Excuse me, did I hear that man say that is Homer and Eula's daughter?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you're just as pretty as they said you were.
They told you about me?
Yeah, they did. They talk about you all the time. They're lovely people. They saved my life, you know.
They did?
They did. Last winter, they found me in an alley. I was almost froze to death. They took me back to the hospital and then brought me back here. If it hadn't been for them, I'd be... Well, I'm still not quite back on my feet yet, but I'm getting there. Now listen, I can't tell them myself. I'd be too embarrassed, you know, but... Would you tell them I pray for them every night?
Yes, I will.
Thank you. That's all I wanted to say.
I didn't realize my parents did all these things.
Oh, this is just the tip of the iceberg. There are lots of other things your mom and dad have either started or been very involved in.
Why don't they ever say anything about them?
Because they don't want them to be noticed. They do them because they care about people. And that's also why they do all the truly wonderful things they've done for you, like taking on extra jobs so you could stay at Odyssey Academy or letting you throw a party at my place. You said you wish your parents could be respected. Sounds to me like the only one around here who doesn't respect them is you.
But why do they act the way they do?
Because they have different tastes. It's part of what makes them unique, just like your tastes make you unique. There's nothing wrong with you having your own tastes. In fact, I'm sure your mom and dad would encourage that, and have. But you know, your respect for your parents should never be based on their taste or their personalities or even what they do for you or other people. The Bible doesn't say to honor your mother and father as long as they dress properly or act the way you want them to. It simply says to honor them, no conditions. But there is a promise that goes with it, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Now, I'll admit some kids have parents who are very difficult to honor, but that doesn't mean they shouldn't. You've got it easy compared to them. You've got parents who love and care for you. Oh, I think showing them the respect and honor they deserve is a small thing to ask in return. Now, don't you?
Yeah. I guess I've been acting pretty stupid, huh?
You might say that, yeah.
I'm sorry.
Like I said before, it's not me you need to apologize to.
I know. But just saying I'm sorry doesn't seem like enough now. There's got to be a better way to make it up to them.
Well, I can think of a way, but we're going to have to move fast.
What is it?
I'll tell you about it on the way back. Come on.
Well, here we are.
Wits end. What in the world are we doing here?
Well, it's not that we don't appreciate you coming to get us now, Whit, but Laura made it pretty plain that she didn't want us at her party.
Yes, but I happen to know that you want to be here.
Look, Whit, my daddy used to tell me never wrestle with a pig. You both just get dirty and the pig likes it. If Laura doesn't want us at her party, then we don't want to be here.
Yes, but Laura doesn't run this place. I do.
Well, for a place that's supposed to have a party going on, this one sure is quiet.
And dark, too. Whit, can you turn on some lights?
Why not? Surprise!
What in the world? This is supposed to be your graduation party, Laura.
I know, but I turned it into a surprise party for you and Mom instead. Quiet, everybody, quiet! I want to start this off right. Everybody have a glass of punch? Good. I want to propose a toast to Eula and Homer Fremont, the best parents in the whole world. I love you, Mom and Dad.
What are you talking about? What?
Oh, my.
Oh.
What's the matter?
Oh, gosh.
Well, honey, we're overwhelmed. Why would you do this?
Because you're my parents, and I don't need any more reason than that. Isn't that right, Mr. Whitaker?
That's right.
I also wanted to tell you that I'm sorry for the way I've treated you lately. And I'd like it a whole lot if we could spend more time together.
You know, your mama and I love you very much, Laura.
My name is Laura Jean.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's get the shindig on the road! Hooray!
You know, I think Laura learned a valuable lesson about honoring her parents, don't you? And like Whit said, even though sometimes it's not easy, it's still something we're supposed to do. Because our parents deserve it, yes, but more importantly, because God wants us to do it. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Honor Thy Parents was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell. And our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris. Join us again next time for another Adventure in Odyssey.